From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. During our WLRN Miami Herald town hall meeting this week on session 2013, we discussed the gun culture in Florida on the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of Miami Gardens teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford last February. On our panel was Senator Chris Smith, a Democrat from Fort Lauderdale, who has since fought hard to change the Stand Your Ground law that may be used in shooter George Zimmerman's defense. Both Smith and fellow Senator Jack LaValla, a Republican from Clearwater, who was also on our panel, admit that the law has had negative unintended consequences. But in the end, according to Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau Chief Mary Ellen Kloss, who is also with us, any tweaks to the controversial 2005 legislation seem unlikely this coming session. In this portion of the meeting that did not air during our one-hour show, we began the discussion with Senator Smith talking about the difficulties he's encountered trying to change the law.
Well, it's getting very tough. I filed Senate Bill 136 to make a few changes to the Stand Your Ground law. Now, the public supports Stand Your Ground law overwhelmingly within the state of Florida, but once you start telling about the actual law, then perceptions change. The three things that we're proposing in the Stand Your Ground law is, one, give law enforcement a chance to detain someone if they kill someone and claim Stand Your Ground. Written in the law, in the Stand Your Ground law, in Florida statute, says that a police officer cannot arrest, and part of the definition for arrest is detain. So we've actually told law enforcement, if someone claims Stand Your Ground, you got to let them go while you're doing the investigation. We've asked for that change within the law. Secondly, ask that if you're the aggressor, if you're seen to have provoked the fighting, you've seen not only the incident in Sanford, but throughout Florida, if you look in the extensive reports by the Miami Herald and others, that if you provoke the incident, you should not go under Stand Your Ground, that you should go under self-defense so you can go in front of a jury of your peers and they can see whether your actions were reasonable or not. And the last thing that we're pushing is that for FDLE to actually track Stand Your Ground claims. The public doesn't realize that Stand Your Ground claims are being used in drug possession cases, schoolyard fights, many things that you would never thought Stand Your Ground would apply. So we're asking for those three changes, but it's getting tough because people are afraid to even discuss it in the legislature, especially in the House. They don't even want the discussion because they may offend someone in a certain constituency.
I know Senator Smith's done a lot of work on that, had to put a group together, and they've done a yeoman's job of evaluating that, and I haven't really had a chance to look at what he's suggesting. But I think there's an important thing to remember here, and that is that you can write laws in Tallahassee, we can write laws, but then their application and the use of those laws then goes to judges to interpret, police officers to implement. And I don't think there's anybody that voted for that law that ever anticipated it being used to chase and hunt somebody down and then kill them. And so I think that's a big difference.
And I think that goes to the point, and Senator LaValla makes a great point. That's why you need to sometimes go back and reevaluate these laws. Sometimes you need to go back and say, okay, when the legislature passed this in 2006, they had this in mind, but it's now being misused, so let's reevaluate it and tweak it so it's not being misused. And that's all that a lot of people have been asking for, just the discussion to try to tweak it to make sure it has its original intent.
To the audience now, and a question that we have on Stand Your Ground from Priscilla, who's with us. Priscilla, hi, welcome.
Thank you. Priscilla Dames, Biscayne Park, conflict and crisis trainer. Young black males being an unjust target has been a concern of mine long before the Stand the Ground legislation. Why? Because I am a black mother with a male child of 33 years. That's how long it's been a concern. Two, white boys are returning to school shooting and killing. When are we going to make saving our children, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, a priority? What do you propose to do now? Explain this issue as you see it in relationship to our present gun laws. What are you going to do about it?
Senator, you just mentioned that the unintended consequences of the Stand Your Ground law that used in ways that perhaps he did not envision when the law was passed in 2005. And Senator Smith talked about the resistance from the state legislature, especially the House, your colleagues in the state House, to change any of the gun laws. In the wake of what happened in Connecticut last year, is there anything that might change their minds about making it harder for people to access certain types of weapons?
I think I'll go back, like Senator Lotvalla said, this goes back to your first question of the night, different Floridas. There is a different Florida than South Florida, and those that represents those different parts of Florida have a constituency who are definitely afraid of opening any door into a Second Amendment discussion. We're proposing, we've been proposing certain things like allowing a HIPAA checkoff when someone applies for a concealed weapon or apply for a gun permit, so we can actually go into their medical records and see if they have psychological problems or on certain psychotropic drugs. We've talked about allowing FDLE to actually do the background checks. Right now in Florida, the Department of Agriculture does the background checks, and because they're not a law enforcement agency, there are certain national databases they can't access, and so some people fall through the cracks. And because of that, more people have been able to get guns in Florida than any other place, so bad that Pennsylvania, 3 weeks ago, stopped honoring Florida gun permits. They've said that they did an investigation. 78 people that were turned down in Pennsylvania came to Florida and were able to get permits. And so Pennsylvania's not going to have reciprocity anymore. So there are things on the table in Tallahassee, but it's very tough because you have people from other parts of the state who are definitely afraid to opening any door when it comes to Second Amendment.
Mary Ellen, do you agree that not much will change on this issue?
I think on this issue, it's probably pretty easy to conclude that Florida's going to have to rely on a federal change for any change to happen. I just don't see that this legislature is going to be pushing any gun laws.
That last voice is Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau Chief Mary Ellen Kloss with State Senators Chris Smith and Jack Latvala at our town hall meeting this week, previewing Florida's annual lawmaking session. We'll be presenting other key portions of our town hall meeting next week on WLRN. And a reminder that you have another chance to hear the broadcast of the show Sunday night at 7 p.m. here on WLRN. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.